Yesterday we began our three-part exploration of Birkas Kohanim by looking at four halachas that are relevant to non-Kohanim. Today we're going to continue by demystifying what might be one of the most mysterious parts of Birkas Kohanim, and that is what exactly do Kohanim do with their hands under the talis? There are all sorts of urban legends about that, but it's actually pretty simple, it's pretty straightforward, and it's rooted in the other parsha of Birkas Kohanim. When we think of Birkas Kohanim Chumash, we always think of parshas Naso, the Psukim, Verechecha Yar Yisa, that we say after Birkas HaTorah every morning. There's another place where Birkas Kohanim is mentioned in Chumash, and that is in Parsha Shmini. The Torah describes Aaron is busy with the karbanos. He comes off Vayered Mel Mizbeach, comes off from Mizbeach, Vayisa Aaron is Yadav Elam Vayvarachim. And Aaron HaKohen picks up his hands to the people and gives them a bracha. For now, let's look at one aspect of what the Psukim described there, and that is what he did with his hands. Here the Torah actually mentions the hands, unlike in Naso, it talks about Nesias Yadav. He picked up his hands, and that's how we know the Kohanim, where the Mishnayos describe in Masechta Sota, the main address of Duchin in the Talmud Bavli, Mishnayos describe Masechta Sota in the 7th Perek, the Kohanim is supposed to lift up their hands to the height, to a shoulder height. The Beis HaMikdash is a little bit different, but all over the world, the Kohanim lift up their hands at least till shoulder height or drop higher. That's called Nesias Yadayim, the Torah describes in the Parsha Shmini. That's number one. And number two, when you lift up your hands are supposed to be palm down. That's the way the Poskim describe it. And some of the Rishonim say that's similar to the way in the days of the Tanakh, the way Jews would typically daven. It's fallen out of favor because it's picked up by other cultures. But traditionally, Jews would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the hands outstretched, palms up. You may have seen some Sfardim do that at Poseach Es Yadecha. And that, as the Gra explains, when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're putting out your palms facing up as though you're trying to catch something, because you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower us with bracha. A tefillah typically is phrased towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're speaking to God, you're saying, please do this for me, please do this for him. For her. The difference between a tefillah and a bracha, Birkas Kohanim, a bracha is also a form of tefillah. I'm addressing myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but second person speaking to the target of the bracha. Instead of saying, like a typical tefillah, Hashem, please help him, I'm saying, may Hashem help you. That's what Birkas Kohanim is. That's what any bracha is. It's a tefillah to God, they should take care of you. And that's what, because the Kohanim are acting as agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their hands are down, showing that we're hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower his brachas down on all of us. So the Kohanim have their hands out, at least shoulder height, with their palms down. And then what happens with those fingers? So what happens with those fingers is like this, but not like that, but facing forward. The Rosh and other Ashkenazi Rishonim quote based on Midrashim and Shir HaShirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described, even when he is inobvious to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is watching over us even we can't tell. And the way the Pasuk describes that in Shir HaShirim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metis Min HaCharakim. He's peeking through the cracks. Sometimes the Pasuk says he's Mashkiach Min HaChalonos. Sometimes he's looking out the window. Sometimes he's peeking between the cracks. If someone's looking out the window at me, he can see me and I can see that he sees me. If someone's peeking through a peephole, see, he's still watching me, I just can't tell. So even when we can't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, cares about us, is watching over us, he still is Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. He's peeking between the cracks. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz quote from various Midrashim, Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, that we have a remez to that pasuk in the way the Kohanim put out their hands at Duchening, Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, peeking between the cracks, but Meitzitz Min Hei HaCharakim, peeking out between five cracks. The five windows. That's the way the Kohanim organize their fingers. The Ashkenaz Rishonim say is in a way that you produce five windows. How on earth do you produce five windows with your fingers? So you put each hand like this. So you have one window between the second and third fingers, one window between the thumb and the index finger, same on the other end, another two. Then you bend your thumbs, put them like that, so that way you have a fifth window between the thumbs. Poskim quote based on the Zohar that you want to have the right hand slightly above the left hand, and that brings us back finally to that pasuk with which we began. The Yisa Aronus Yadav, he picked up his hands, but because the way it's written the Chumash was only one yud, it looks like Yado, so you give a little more prominence to one hand than the other hand. So you have your fingers like this, Nesias Yadayim, your hands are out, demonstrating that we're agents for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, that we help HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to shower upon us. We remind ourselves of the windows through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us even when He is in obvious, and I wish you all a marvelous and very blessed day.